me. That is too much of a coincidence to be a coincidence. But I can figure that out later. And now, since I've finished setting up my handy-dandy automatic camera, enter that dynamic darling of dangerous daring-do myself, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man!
Spider-Man swings into action, plummeting his feet into the Hulk's back.
Huh? Is that little Bugman? Bugman tries to stop Hulk from helping Rick's friend. But Hulk promised to help Rick, and Hulk keeps Hulk's promises.
Hulk grabs Spider-Man by the ankle and simply throws him where he wishes.
Now go away from Hulk, little man, or Hulk will squash you flat.
Oh boy, I gave Greeny a shot that could total out an elephant, and he didn't even flinch. He sure hasn't gotten any weaker since we last tangled.
Boop! That was an issue, Spider-Man number 119. Boop!
But then neither am I. So watch out, Jade Jaws, because here comes Big Apple's number one masochist again!
Spider-Man leaps and jumps on the shoulders of the Hulk. He practically doesn't even notice.
Green muscles, put up your dukes. Police already think that I tried busting into this place once tonight, so twice won't make any big difference. But I've got the creeping suspicion you're involved in all this mess somehow, big boy. And somehow, I'm gonna prove it.
Leave Hulk alone, little bug.
Not a chance, Chuckles.
Spider-Man is pounding on the Hulk's head.
You're the only hope I have to clearing myself. So, you're gonna stick around if I have to nail you to the floor.
Hulk said leave Hulk alone, bug face, and Hulk meant it.
Hulk flips Spider-Man off his shoulders. Rather easily, too.
Huh? He just shrugged me off. Like I was some kind of fluff of dandruff. But there's got to be a way to stop him. But what? But what?
We will return with Marvel Team-Up number 27 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. All right, let's see what ads we got here. 40 Fighting Fingers of Fury. That's 10 dynamic digits. On Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu. And 30 all told on the sensational Sons of the Tiger! Plus articles and photos on David Carradine, Bruce Lee, Jim Kelly, John Saxon, and more! On sale August the 6th! 68 pages, only 75 cents! Issue 4 of The Deadly Hands of Kung Fu! On sale August 6th.
Mm-hmm.
scary, life-size monster ghost obeys your commands! Over 7 feet tall, only $1. Rises, jumps, darts, floats up in the air! Eyes glow in the dark! This chiller thriller acts as though it's alive! Make him obey your commands when you are as far as 100 feet away. Woo! A real terror, giant-sized, horrible and sinister, amaze your friends. Plus, peeping skeleton hands free with order. It's truly amazing. They move and glow in the dark, too. Pops right out of your pocket and crawls up your shirt. Money-back guarantee if you are not thrilled. Add only 35 cents for postage and handling. Scary life-size monster ghost obeys your commands. Over 7 feet tall. Only $1 plus 35 cents postage and handling. Send to Melton Company, Department 25, 55 East Washington Street, Chicago, Illinois, zip code 6062. Scary life-size monster ghost obeys your commands. Only $1. Eyes glow in the dark. We now return to Marvel Team-Up number 27. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, University of Winnipeg.
He just shrugged me off like I was some kind of fluff of dandruff. But there's gotta be another way to stop him. But what? But what? And how? Blast! That's the local prison guards right on cue! They're wasting their slugs! The Hulk is more bulletproof than a tank! But Mrs. May Parker's favorite nephew, he is not!
Spider-Man spins a web on all the prison guards, tying them up temporarily.
I hated to have to do that to a bunch of basically nice guys. But next to the Book of the Month Club, my life is much more important.
To the Hulk, the cell block is as much as Rick, quote unquote, has described it. But what the Green Man Brute, supposed friend, could not describe is the noise.
Hulk! Hulk! I'm the one you're looking for! Hulk! Me!
No, Hulk! Don't listen to him!
Hulk! Hulk! I'm your pal! I'm begging you, let me out of here! Out of here! Come on, Hulk! Give a guy a break, will ya? Bah! Bah!
More dark, and Hulk will break! Puny human! Puny human! Puny human is not Rick's friend! You the one in the picture! Hulk is looking for you!
No, please! What do you want? Stay away from me! stay away from me. Spider-Man swings back into action.
The man says, "Hands off, Hulky! What's the matter? You hard of hearing too?" Must be all that fat between your ears blocking up the works.
Huh? Bugman again! Hulk is tired of Bugman bothering Hulk! Very, very tired!
You are listening to a reading of Marvel Team-Up, number 27, November, the year 1974.
Thank you. and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Perfect.
Yes.
Listening to a reading of Marvel Team-Up number 27, November 1974. We now return to Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
Come on, Hulk. Give a guy a break, will ya? More talk, and Hulk will break Puny Human. Puny Human is not Rick's friend. You! You are the one in the picture, this photograph. Hulk is looking for you.
No, please. Please. What do you want? Stay away from me. Stay away from me.
Hulk!
Spider-Man swings back into action.
The man said, "Hands off, Hulky! What's the matter? You hard of hearing too?" Must be all that fat between your ears blocking up the works.
Huh? Is Bugman again? Hulk is tired of Bugman bothering Hulk. Very tired! Stop Hulk from freeing Rick's friend, Spider-Man! Nothing!
The Incredible Hulk, with ease, tears a doorway of a prison cell open and throws it at the Amazing Spider-Man.
Come, Rick, friend! We need to go away from this noisy place!
Please, 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 please put me down! Put me down!
Hulk breaks through a wall. But now we go back to our Amazing Spider-Man. Is he hurt?
Oh, my achy everything. It feels like somebody dropped Alaska on my head. Everything's reeling. I can hardly think straight. But if there's anyone who can come up with one good reason, a little thing that should keep me from sticking to Hulk's behind like the well-known glue, I really like... Wish they'd tell me what that is. 'Cause web slinging over rooftops with a pounding headache like I've got right now is the last thing I want to do.
Spider-Man swings into action. But let's go back to the Incredible Hulk. An almost childlike smile of accomplishment spreads across the grotesque features of the Green Goliath as his incredible leap propels him through the air onto the city streets. Hulk does have a friend, it seems, and he has served that friend very well. The Chameleon, of course, disguised as Rick Jones, awaits for the Hulk on the streets, and now sees him.
Great jumping Jupiter. The mindless monster actually did it. He did it.
Here, Rick. Here is your friend.
My only friend, Hulk. Joey saved my life when we were just little kids. Now I've saved his. I guess that makes us even now.
What are you talking about, fella? I don't even know you. I've never seen you until just now.
Spider-Man, from an above position, spins a web, attaching it to the Chameleon's disguise of Rick Jones, right at the head, pulling it off.
That's because... You're not seeing the real him, Curly.
He now pulls off the mask.
But maybe you'd recognize him more easily if he looked like this.
Huh?
Well. If it isn't the shining light of the sneaky set, it's the Chameleon.
No, No, you're not going to spoil everything now, Webhead. I'll blast you apart with my gun first.
Huh? Hulk hates puny guns.
Hulk smashes the gun with his fist. Once again, rather easily.
No, 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 you green idiot. No, you don't you.
Rick is gone, and No Face is back. No Face made Rick go away.
Let go of me, you fool.
Where is Rick, No Face? Tell Hulk, where is Rick?
Hulk, stop. You're shaking me to death.
Spider-Man leaps into action, drop-kicking Hulk in the back to get his attention.
Come on, green stuff, drop him! Pieces of chameleon will do absolute zero to clear my name!
Then you know it was I who impersonated you, but how?
Talk to your tailor! Underneath your raincoat, chum! Your taste in pants is as awful as mine. They're the same. You should have taken the phony costume off before.
Okay, everybody, freeze! We're the police! You're completely surrounded! Just put up your hands and nobody will get hurt!
Come on, Joey. We've got to get out of here. If those cops overheard my confession to Spider-Man, they'll nail us both.
Hey! Two of the men are making a break for it in a car! Vroom, vroom, vroom. Gunning the idling motor of the newly stolen car, the chameleon and his companion, Joey Cordless, surge forward through the very ranks of the men in blue, hitting police officers.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
We made it, Joey. We made it, Joey. Well, get out of here. There's no way they can stop us from... Huh?
Chameleon, look out! In the road ahead of us, it's a giant spider web!
Blast! Blasted! The car's completely snarled in it, and the cops are coming up from behind, fast!
Give it up, Chameleon! You haven't got a chance! Us police, we're surrounding you!
Forget it, cop. You'll have to kill me to stop me.
If that's the way you want it, False Face, that's the way you're going to get it!
Oh!
That cop you ran over back there was my friend of many years, mister. I ought to finish you! Right now, on the general principle!
No, you can't!
No! I didn't mean to shoot! He startled me! I thought he was going to attack!
In God's name, Joey, why? Why? He wouldn't have hurt me. He was just threatening, that's all. Just threats. Why did you do it? Just give me one good reason. Why?
Why? Why, Chameleon? Why else? You were my friend. My friend. My friend. Joey. He's dead. He's dead.
Hulk doesn't understand, Bugface. Why did Rick's friend die for no face?
Friendship? It's kind of hard to explain, Hulk.
Suddenly, Spider-Man hears a radio call on one of the police's radio systems.
Hey, will you listen to that? Listen to that.
All available units, investigation reports of a battle raging between Dr. Strange, the criminal called Nighthawk, and four men reputed to be the Wrecking Crew at the ruins of a construction site at 29th Street and Broadway. Repeat, all units, all available units.
Bugface, how does Hulk get to Broadway?
I'm tempted to say practice. Green stuff, but if you head that way and turn left and then see that bridge and blah blah blah.
And when Spider-Man has finished repeating those directions for a fifth time,
blasted! I'm J. Jonah Jameson! The Hulk is escaping, but Spider-Man's still here! Why in blazes aren't you so-called police officers doing something about him? Arrest him! Arrest him! Throw him in a cell somewhere! Throw away the key! Audit his tax returns! Do something! I'll report all your numbers to...
Spider-Man spins a web on J. Jonah Jameson's mouth, closing it.
You know, I almost forgotten just how satisfying that little stunt could be. I gotta get going now.
Spider-Man swings off.
Well, I guess we ought to get Jameson out of this mess, hey?
Don't be hasty, Bernie. Heck, this may take a good 3-4 hours of consideration.
After all, we wouldn't want to violate Mr. Jameson's civil rights, now would we? Now.
Next issue, Spider-Man meets Hercules. But don't forget to pick up Defenders number 18 in the meantime to see if Hulk actually managed to follow Spider-Man's directions to Broadway.
You have just listened to a reading of Marvel Team-Up number 27, November, the year 1974.
Do you like my jaws? They're real diamonds. It's a present from a devil himself. You don't believe me? They don't believe me. Right now, we're going to do some rock and roll. I'll have to tell you what. This is the number of a sheer heart attack album. Stone Cold Queen.
There's a rumor going round, gotta clear out of town. Yeah, I'm smelling like a dry fish bone. Here comes the law, gonna break down the door, gonna carry me away once more. I'm never getting any more. Gotta get away from this stone cold floor. Crazy,
stone cold crazy, you know.
Woo!
rainy afternoon, and then I'll blow a typhoon and I'm playing on my slideshow. Anymore, can't I take it anymore? Gotta get away from this storm of war. Shooting people that I meet with my rubber Tommy water gun. Here comes deputy, he's gonna come and get at me. I gotta get my get up and run. They got the sirens loose. I ran right out of juice. They're gonna put me in a cell. If I can't go to heaven, will they let me go to hell? Crazy, don't go crazy. Ow!
Ow! What a wild song. Ow! Actually, really wild song, you know, considering the time it was done. And yeah. That was pretty heavy for the times. You know what's really heavy right now? It's Comic Book Radio Theater! Ain't that heavy. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. I read you comic books till 6 in the morning. Play music, too. Music's there, too. But the comic book that I read to you is the most important thing right now in radio history. I will read you a comic book and a new one coming up. Our theme is Marvel team-ups. So, a lot of Spider-Man tonight. And more Spider-Man again. But he has a new guy that he's in cahorts with. That's trying to stop evil and crime and depression. Okay. This time I will read to you Marvel Team-Ups number 93. That came to you in May of 1980. Where were you back then? May of 1980. Well, I'll tell you this in this story. Spider-Man is teaming up with Werewolf by Night. And the thing with the Werewolf by Night guy, he really can only come out when it's a full moon and stuff like that. But I think in this comic book, something new has happened to him where he could change into Werewolf by Night anytime. Think so. And Spider-Man and Werewolf by Night, they know each other, but this is what Spider-Man knows about Werewolf at Night is that he's sometimes good and he's sometimes bad. It depends how he's feeling. So he could be a foe or he could be a friend at any time. So that can be a problem, okay? Also, another problem. Okay, it's more for me. There's a supervillain, and I can't exactly know how to pronounce his name. But he reminds you of, some really harshed-out street kid. Like, punk rocker street kid. And he's all in, rags and the worst smelling clothes and stuff like that, and you know what, he just wants to steal from people, but he doesn't even want to keep the stuff. He wants to steal it from you and then just throw it away. That's doesn't even want it. Ain't that effed up? Just want to steal it, take it from you and throw it away. He doesn't want to keep it. Anyway, let's keep up with Comic Book Radio Theater. I will read you Marvel Team-Ups number 93, printed May of 1980. And when I go for my first voice break, when I go for that, we'll listen to brand new stuff that was there. It was there. I think I would have taken it. Back in May of 1980, get it on vinyl, tape cassette, or 8-track tape. new from Black Sabbath. Hear from them. And X, an awesome punk band from Los Angeles. Awesome punk. Okay, X and Black Sabbath. There we go. All right, let me run off and do our reading of, I don't need it to remind you again, Marvel Team-Ups number 93 from May of 1980. There you go, comic book radio theater. And just so you know, it's CKUW 95.9 FM. We are the University of Winnipeg. There you go.
Dark, howling cold, joining our unknown circle.
Very good. Just want to remind you that you are listening to commercial-free CKUW 95.9 FM out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. This show is comic book radio theater. Tonight, I read to you Marvel Team-Up number 93 from May of 1980. Let's begin. Jim Shooter presents Spider-Man and Werewolf by Night in Rags to Riches. We're at Cats Jazz Club. They are having their gala opening in Los Angeles this night. And among this crowd is Peter Parker, enjoying his last night in the West Coast city. A singer steps to the microphone and she announces, "We'd like to do a number by the late, great Charlie Parker." Peter Parker, sitting at a table, thinks to himself, "Boy, am I lucky the Daily Bugle could get me in on this thing. Everyone who's an anyone must be here tonight. Hey! 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 Hey!" "Hey! That's Jack Russell, the werewolf. He's at the next table. I remember the last time we met. I bet he doesn't guess that he's sitting beside the Spider-Man." "You know, all things considered, this has been a pretty good day. I did a bang-up job on the photos for the Bugle, and I got a chance to talk Spider-Woman out of turning into a life of crime. That felt good. And to top it off, I get to have some fun for a change. We go to a conversation at the next table behind Spider-Man, or as you would know him, Peter Parker. "I know reporters are supposed to be serious, Buck, but loosen up there. This is supposed to be fun."
"I'm sorry, Jack. It's just that I don't like the idea of having somebody trying to kill me. Kill me. Kill me. And I don't even know why."
"Buck, Buck, forget about it. That was 2 days ago, and we caught him. I know it's upsetting when somebody, especially a hood like the Enforcer, breaks into your home and shoots you. But he wasn't trying to kill you."
Boop, boop, boop. That happened in issue Spider-Woman number 19. Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop. "Besides, Spider-Woman and I, or shall I say, the werewolf, caught him! We caught him! The police have him in custody now! And they checked you out at the hospital! The Enforcer's bullet didn't do anything but drug you! And it took no more than a day of treatment to counteract the effects! You have nothing to worry about!"
"Don't I? Don't I? Don't I, Jack? I know the Enforcer's history. He has to be working for someone."
Jack Russell thinks to himself,
"Damn it! I hope that coming to this nightclub would relax Buck. He doesn't know how close he came to dying. Anyway, there were no clues, and the Enforcer still isn't talking, so Buck will just have to get used to the idea that the case is closed! I do wish I knew what happened to Spider-Woman, though. We were going to do a follow-up on the Enforcer, but she never showed up!
Hey! 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 These positions, they're pretty good! Maybe I could do a story on this nightclub.
Now that's the spirit, Buck! Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may... What's that awful smell? I haven't got a whip like that since... Oh, Buck! Buck! Over there! It's him! It's him!
Peter Parker thinks to himself. Uh-oh. Russell's recognized me, but he only knew me as Spider-Man with my mask on, so how?
Wait!
He's not talking about me. Russell's referring to... That guy!
Greetings, my wealthy, refined friends! Oh, does my fragrance distress you much? Oh, spare me your horror, your offended sensibilities. Your kind made me what I am, and tonight, the tattered DeMolin takes his revenge!
Jack Russell thinks to himself,
Tattered DeMolin! He knows that I'm the werewolf, and he won't like it if he sees me here. I've got to change, but I can't become the werewolf in this crowd.
Peter Parker thinks to himself,
What do I do? Peter Parker can't fight this guy. And I don't think I can get out of here to change into Spider-Man.
So now, if you would kindly...
A rich old man stands up and confronts the villain.
You disgusting creep! Get out of here! Get out of here! Aha!
A gallant defender! Oh, how charming!
Unfortunately, you rich old oaf, I have no time for your charm. Are you surprised, my friend? All your fine clothes and you still are no match for me.
The villain reaches out for the old rich man.
His hand! His hand! It's burning through my clothes! Please, take what you want! Please take what you want, but don't hurt me! Take what I want? You misjudge me, my good man. I want not a thing from you. Not your fine clothing. Not your jewels. Nor your money.
The villain snatches a purse from a lady in the crowd.
You took my purse! My purse!
I only want that you should not have it!
The villain starts to burn the purse with his hands.
We will will return with Marvel Team-Up number 93 after these messages. This is CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. All right, what do we got for ads here? Let's see. Gotta turn those pages. Oh, I'm not finding it right away. Oh, here they are. Okay, all right. All right, this is a little trick. Would you pay this money for you to do this trick on people? All right, let's see what we have here. Free! $1 million cash! Fool all your friends! You'll get $1 billion worth of laughs with these exact reproductions of old U.S. gold banknotes. They're yours free when you send for our brand new fun catalog. Send only 50 cents for shipping to the Funhouse, P.O. Box 1225, Department M, Newark, New Jersey, zip code 07101. Free! $1 million cash from the Funhouse! Well, would that be a joke that would tear you to shreds? I don't know. All right. I guess if you're a coin collector, you'd want these. What am I talking about? Wild West Bonanza. Send $2. Get 2 Indian cents plus 2 Buffalo nickels. All good condition and all good quality. Newsletter and other information free, postpaid. It's a great opportunity. Send $2 to get 2 Indian cents plus 2 Buffalo nickels, all in good quality, to ANZ Stamp and Coin Collectors Incorporated, 522 New Brand Street, Glendale, California, zip code 91203. All right. Make your money. Those were hard ads to read because it was like small print and everything. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, let's see. Oh, here's something that are toys that are from a movie that people don't really make much about. Really, they don't make much about this movie. You know what? You're probably on pins and needles wondering what movie am I talking about? The Black Hole! From this fantabulous movie extravaganza comes this beautifully detailed movable set of 3 3/4-inch action figures. Choose from Vincent, Maximilian, Robot Sentry, Booth, Dr. Reinhardt, Dr. Kate